In the transmission booth, Sexton's campaign managers gasped in horror at the careless remark. After all, entire campaigns had been sunk by far less than taking a potshot at NASA. Instantly, the photo lines of the radio station lit up. Sexton's campaign managers cringed. The space patriots were circling for the kill. Then something unexpected happened. $15 billion a year? The first caller said, sounding shocked. With a B? Are you telling me that my son's math class is overcrowded because schools can't afford enough teachers, and NASA is spending $15 billion a year taking pictures of space dust?
That's right, Sexton said warily.
Absurd! Does the president have the power to do something about that?
Absolutely, Sexton replied, gaining confidence. A president can veto the budget request of any agency he or she deems overfunded.
Then you have my vote, Senator Sexton. $15 billion for space research and our kids don't have teachers? It's outrageous. Good luck, sir. I hope you go all the way.
The next caller came on the line.
Senator, I just read that NASA's International Space Station is way over budget, and the president is thinking of giving NASA emergency funding to keep the project going. Is that true?
Sexton jumped at this one.
True.
He explained that the space station was originally proposed as a joint venture, with 12 countries sharing the costs. But after construction began, the station's budget spiraled wildly out of control, and many countries dropped out in disgust. Rather than scrapping the project, the president decided to cover everyone's expenses.
Our cost for the ISS project, Sexton announced, has risen from the proposed $8 billion to a staggering $100 billion.
The caller sounded furious.
Why the hell doesn't the president pull the plug?
Sexton could have kissed the guy.
Damn good question. Unfortunately, one-third of the building supplies are already in orbit, and the president spent your tax dollars putting them there. So pulling the plug would be admitting he made a multi-billion-dollar blunder with your money.
The calls kept coming. For the first time, it seemed Americans were waking up to the idea that NASA was an option, not a national fixture. When the show was over, with the exception of a few NASA diehards calling in with poignant overtures about man's eternal quest for knowledge, the consensus was in. Sexton's campaign had stumbled onto the holy grail of campaigning, a new hot button, a yet untapped controversial issue that struck a nerve with voters. In the weeks that followed, Sexton trounced his opponents in five crucial primaries. He announced Gabrielle Ash as his new personal campaign assistant, praising her for her work in bringing the NASA issue to the voters. With a wave of a hand, Sexton had made a young African-American woman a rising political star, and the issue of his racist and sexist voting record disappeared overnight. Now, as they sat together in the limousine, Sexton knew Gabrielle had yet again proven her worth. Her new information about last week's secret meeting between the NASA administrator and the president certainly suggested more NASA troubles were brewing. Perhaps another country pulling funding from the space station. As the limousine passed the Washington Monument, Senator Sexton could not help but feel he had been anointed by destiny.